What's going on, my friends? It's Dave Sharp. Welcome to Wake Up Legendary. Yes, I am finishing up a couple of bites of a beautiful beef stick. Here, I like to take a couple of bites if I need something to hold me over. I am not an affiliate. I should be of these Larissa's grass-fed original beef stick, 6 grams of protein, no preservatives, no added MSG. Oh my goodness. All the goodness, all the good stuff. If those of you who don't know, these are also my other go-to fuel when I need it. It's called an RX bar. They come in all kinds of different flavors. And you can read the ingredients right on the front of the, for those of you who love to read ingredients, check this out. I even got my kids eating them. They're pretty good. And I am also not an affiliate of these, although I should be. Click the link down below to go and buy yourself some RX bars. No, but that is a great example of a product that I could promote. And it would be valuable to my audience to, to know kind of what I eat, how I stay fueled, and so forth. And we're going to be talking to our guest today, who's a 3-time returning guest, about how she's built her business, how she's gone from her, brick and mortar ATV business, which her and her husband had or have, to a full-time online marketer, and what that journey has been like. We're going to catch up with Brooke Burrow on what it was like for her to get started and what it's like for her to continue on this journey. And I'm going to welcome her as I take my last bite down the old hatchet here. Brooke, welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Hello. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm happy you're here. And how's your husband doing? Family doing? Everybody good up there in Kentucky it is, right?
Oklahoma.
I'm sorry.
No, you're good. Yes, we are good. We're good. We are entering a new season of life, and it's crazy, but a blessing, and it's so exciting. It feels like ever since I started this journey, it's just been one roller coaster after another in the best way, you know, in a good way. So it's wonderful. We're doing great.
Yeah, that's part of the, I think, excitement of being an entrepreneur is that, you know, the only thing that's guaranteed is change. And while that can be scary, it's also what most of us want. We don't want to stay still. We don't want to sit still. Things where if you're not growing and changing, then you're, some say staying stagnant, some say regressing. So I love to hear that. Love to hear your attitude and how you embrace the changes in sort of evolution of being an entrepreneur. Take us back. Excuse me, as I choke down these last fragments of this beef stick. Take us back to the beginning for those who don't know your story, and let us know kind of how you got started, what attracted you into this industry, this business in the first place.
Yeah, absolutely. So I honestly had nothing to do with social media before. I was the mom that would post pictures of her kids and her husband on Facebook once a month, maybe. And that was my social media experience. I didn't know how to make reels or anything like that. And we have had a brick and mortar business for 4 years. And long story short, the first 2 years of us running it were great. During COVID, everything kind of boomed because we were in the off-road world, you know, and that whole industry of being outside of your house boomed whenever COVID happened. And so that was really a huge blessing for us. But 2022 and 2023, we started to notice an increase in inflation, which was a decrease in production. And so we navigated that for a long time. I originally first saw a Instagram reel about affiliate marketing back in, I guess it was December of 22. Wow, that's crazy that it's been that long. So I first saw it then and I was so skeptical. I just scrolled past. I was like, there's no way this is legit. There's no way these people are actually making this kind of money. And so I moved on, kept procrastinating it, actually bought the challenge in January just as like a, I know I need to do this, but I really don't want to do this. So I'm just going to buy it. And that'll be enough for me to say that I did it and that I, you know, I walked the path. And so I bought it and then I sat on it for 4 months. I didn't actually take the challenge until I think the end of March of 2023. And then I launched my business in April, and it was very much a scary thing for me. It was scary. It was uncomfortable, but I was also at a place where I was so sick and tired of watching my husband sacrifice and sacrifice and sacrifice. And we weren't seeing the return financially. And I work full time with him, or I did at the shop. And so I wasn't capable to go get another job. I didn't have the time freedom or the ability to go get another job. And so I knew I needed to find a way to bring in income, you know, that wasn't going to another four walls of a building. And so I just dove in and I started, and it's been a crazy, crazy journey since. I never expected it to blow up like this for me. I never expected to still be doing this a year later. Honestly, I honestly kind of started just to see what would happen, you know, and all of the fear and the self-limiting beliefs and the doubts and everything that I had, I never expected this to be my life a year later, but it's such a blessing.
Wow. So you've been a year, it's only been a year, but it's already been a year. Kind of feel both ways about that.
Me too.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. Fascinating. So, I think so many people, you know, can relate to that, whether you own a business or have a job, you know, so, I think your story has been so relatable, to so many people. Because there's a lot of people in the country who do, or around the world, who do own businesses and still don't own their time.
Yeah.
You know, because a brick and mortar business is it's a wonderful thing. It's also a time consuming in high energy investment. It could also be very expensive. I wonder what your perspective is now, looking back at all the people now who you hear on a regular basis talk about the startup cost of this business, not to shame them or make them feel like their, you know, financial stress is minimalistic or minimize it. But what is your experience in terms of upstart cost for an online business versus the upstart cost and even upkeep that you guys have with the ATV brick and mortar business?
There's honestly no comparison. It is so, so crazy. Our overhead for our brick and mortar business at its peak was over $15,000. And we had to decrease that a lot just once inflation started and stuff. But $15,000 to make that profit before you can even make a penny is absolutely insane. That's a lot of money. And that, you know, all the different factors go into that. You know, you've got all of your utilities and rent and taxes and payroll and all of the above, but that's a lot of money. And so for me to go into something like this with such low overhead, especially at the beginning, now I've scaled my business and I do have more things that I pay for, but at the very beginning, it was so low cost that honestly, that was part of my skepticism. And it was like, there's no way that I can actually make money every month to this scale without putting that much out, because I was so used to the brick and mortar style. I was so used to sacrificing hours and hours and hours and hours and so many thousands of dollars just to make a penny. Yeah. That wasn't my normal. And so, yeah, the comparison, I mean, there's no comparison. It is night and day difference. And a big reason why, I mean, I'm sure we'll get into it, but why now we've decided to, you know, go a different route with that, because it is just so unrealistic for that amount of overhead.
Yeah. Well, and you get to a certain point, you've been successful. I've watched your journey. It's been amazing and inspiring to watch. And obviously you've gotten some pretty extraordinary results. Not the typical result that everybody should expect. They're your results, but yeah, you have been able to quit your job and you have been able to, well, should we say become the breadwinner? I don't know. You know, I love it. I love when I see, this dynamic sort of changing, shifting, and when, men and women get on and exceed their expectations and, you know, completely shatter societal kind of, you know, beliefs or norms. So congrats on that.
Thank you.
But yeah, I mean, talk to us a little bit about decisions that you've made in the last year and why you've made some of those decisions. Kind of help us understand what that journey has looked like and how you've gone about deciding when to, like some people will say, when should I quit my job? Should I close my business? Like each person situation is obviously different, and everybody needs to understand that you need to be responsible for your own situation and know that only you know what's best for you. But what's the process the decision-making process. What's that look like for you?
Yeah, absolutely.
And your family and your husband.
Yeah. So like I said, when I first started this, I didn't expect, you know, to have the results that I did. I still, you know, it's also amazing to me. It's all such a blessing, but I never expected it. And so whenever I first started, you know, my husband and I started seeing the income slowly coming in. And when I first presented this to him, it was, I love you and I support you, but please don't get your hopes up. Like, he didn't want me, you know, expecting something great and then getting let down, because we didn't know what this held or what this really was. And so we slowly started seeing income coming in. And then all of a sudden it was like, okay, this is actually sustainable. You know, this is something that we could actually sustain long term, but we still never felt like it was something that was something we could rely on, something that was quote unquote stable, just because it's from online. And we had never earned money online before. And so it was so different than that guaranteed paycheck or salary paycheck that we were used to for, you know, our entire lives thus far. And so it was very scary to see that as our reliable income. It's still, even 6 months ago, was that way, just because I was still only 6 months into this and it was still very new. And so obviously, you know, we've had the struggles of the brick and mortar overhead and things like that, that we have considered just moving forward. And as we've navigated the last few years of running this business, and we've decreased overhead, basically once I started generating income, we decreased overhead as much as we could from the other shop. So we stopped paying ourselves from that shop. We decreased all the extra overhead that we had going to get it to a minimal point. And then let's see, okay, if we give this 6 months of my income being able to sustain our lives and pay for our bills and all of the above. Mm-hmm. And if this business is not picking up because we have given it that breathing room, you know, we shouldn't be suffering anymore. We've taken a big chunk out of that overhead, so it should give us some breathing room over here. Mm-hmm. And so that was kind of where we were at about, 5 months ago, 6 months ago, was, okay, let's evaluate. Let's look at the numbers. Let's see, is this enough for us to live off of? And is this enough to keep this business going? And so, you know, we made that decision. We decided to change numbers around, all the above. And then we functioned like that for 6 months. And then a few weeks ago, we sat back down and we're like, okay, the numbers still aren't adding up over here, you know, yet this is still functioning. This is still supporting us. This is still, you know, doing all the things that we need it to do. Is it worth it? Is it worth it for my husband to be spending 50 hours a week, all of that time, all of that stress, all of that energy, where he could be making money somewhere else, where he could be going out and doing entrepreneurial things in other ways? So I would say to anybody who's listening and is like, oh, I think I should quit my job so I could put more energy in this, so on and so forth. Obviously, this is an amazing opportunity and the income is possible here. But again, it's not guaranteed. And so you do need to decide with you and your family. You need to sit down and you need to look at your numbers, you know, and make educated decisions and decide if that's really how you want to move forward. For me and my husband, we've been in this for a year. We've been able to see the ebbs and flows. We've seen the highs and lows on both fronts, from an online business and with a brick and mortar business. And so for us, it was best to, you know, close that down, to relieve that, you know, stress off of Blake and allow that time freedom for him to go get a different job or to go be an entrepreneur in other ways. He has so many, he's very entrepreneurial minded like I am. And he has all these ideas and all these things that he wants to do, but he was being held captive almost to that place that wasn't generating us even a penny in profit. And so we kind of had to sit back and just say, you know, is this worth it? Is this what we want to continue doing? And, you know, he had to decide too, if that's what he wanted to do, because that was his dream. And we loved it. We loved our brick and mortar. We absolutely loved our customers. We loved what we did. But at a certain point, you know, we have to choose to move forward and know that it's the best decision for our family and it's going to benefit us in the long run. And what a blessing this has been that we're able to do that without having to stress, you know, because I have learned these skills and I've learned how to monetize so many different ways and, you know, generate income in so many different ways because of affiliate marketing and digital marketing. It's just, it's opened up our mindset is the biggest thing to so many other possibilities and so many other ways of living that aren't tied to the four walls of a shop, because that's honestly what we saw the rest of our lives being. And it's I've been home for a week and a half now and I still feel like I'm living somebody else's life every day. It's just crazy.
Yeah, I love that so much. So much wisdom in that and wonderful experience. And I love that I love that you have the experience now to talk about, because that's really the wisdom that is invaluable and that you develop as you're going down this path. Yes. And so talk to us about kind of launching. You know, what was that like? Take us back a year ago. You went through the 15-day challenge. At that time, it was 15 days, not five. We've recently updated and released our 5-day challenge. So talk to us about what that was like, just to learn something new, like to learn something online, to learn like something that was probably out of your comfort zone, I would think. Like you said, you only really posted pictures of like your kids occasionally online. Talk to us about the kind of learning experience, aha moments, and then what came up for you as it was time to actually launch.
Yeah, absolutely. So I will say the first aha moment I had, and this isn't just like a punchline for you, but it was going through the challenge. Like when I went through that challenge and I saw the opportunity that, and it simplified it for me. It wasn't just like this, oh, you can be an influencer and you can make lots of money by posting videos. That's really what I thought making money online was you get this huge following and you post videos and brands pay you because you have a bunch of people following you and, you know, here's a product, go recommend it. That's what I thought making money online was. And so when I took the challenge and it was like, wait, this is much simpler than that. Like, this is actually something that I can actually do. That was definitely an aha moment for me. But the fear, y'all, the fear was captivating. I was terrified to do this. And it sounds so silly now because I am so in it and I'm doing it every day, but it's not silly. And everybody listening knows that feeling because it is hard. It's hard to not only jump into something that you don't know if you're going to be good at, jump into something that you don't know if you're going to be successful at, but then get in, put your face on social media and be 100% vulnerable in that way when you've never done it before is 100% scary. And so anybody that's feeling that, know that that's normal and that I felt the exact same way too. And so I will say, it's kind of funny. It's not really funny, but this is my story. I had a cyst on my face that I had to have taken out. And so I had it taken out and I had stitches down my face. And this happened right as I was trying to launch, quote unquote. I was ready to launch for 3 weeks, but I was like, I'm not doing it. I'm not posting that video. I can't do it. So on and so forth. And so I was sitting in the parking lot of this place trying to get my stitches out. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to record some videos. If I can record videos with stitches in my face and post them on social media, then I can do this. And so if you go back and look, the very first few videos I've got stitches down my face and I look rough and I'm like all back here and awkward and shy and totally uncomfortable. But I did it. I did it. And I wasn't good at it. And I sucked at it. And I had dead space in my videos and my text on screen was wrong. And all of the things was wrong if you look at it compared to what I'm doing today, but I did it and I started. And the success that I have on Instagram now or whatever you may look at has happened because I've continued showing up. I did not get good at Instagram Reels because I watched 800 masterclasses on doing them. I got good at Instagram Reels because I made Instagram Reels every single day for over the last year. And when you do it every day, you get good at it. It's like driving a car. Throw it down.
Hello.
Hello. But yeah, that's the only way you're going to get good at this. It's the only way that you're going to get good at talking videos. It's the only way you're going to get comfortable with posting on social media is by doing it and seeing people respond to you in a positive way. Seeing people say like, Brooke, you're inspiring me. Brooke, your videos are good. Brooke, you're changing my life. You know, those kind of things that people would say to me, or you're such an inspiration, or like all these sweet comments that are coming in right now, like, that is what gave me the confidence that I have today, that and Jesus. But I needed to see that, like, hey, people are responding to me. You know, people are actually accepting what I have to say. People are interested in what I had to say. People actually are excited about this. And when I got into that mindset, it just pushed me more and more. I'm like, okay, I got this. I can do this. And and now a year later, it's nothing for me to take a video and post it on social media. But a year ago, I was shaken in my boots. I was terrified.
Yeah. And gosh, there's so much relation to that in identification. I mean, yeah, hats are in the air, Ronnie. Hats are in the air, buddy. Stop consuming. Start creating, Jennifer says. Oh, she's dropping bombs. I so needed to hear this. That's the biggest part. Just start. You are my hero. Hello. The fear is still real, at least for me. Girl, the fear is so real. Shelly says, I relate with you so much. This is great. I love that you pointed out, I didn't get good at this through watching a million masterclasses. I think we, especially in this industry, have a tendency to become lifetime learners, you know, and the reason why we become learners and the reason why we join opportunity after opportunity and jump around from course to course and guru to guru is because that's safe.
Yeah.
That's safe. It's safe to work. Doesn't require work, doesn't require risk.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, and here's the thing. You can always make people think that the big risk is buying something. I will go out on a limb and say, I think the bigger risk is with you putting yourself out there and risking your ego, impossible rejection. Yep. And possible criticism. And but why? Because, you know, you can make money back. We all know how to make money. I mean, we all know how to make money. We've made money our whole adult lives in one way, shape, or form. But some of us have retreated after usually something in childhood that we don't even remember. And we're like, I'm never doing that again. I'm never putting myself out there again. We all have that. Raised your hand, got shamed in a classroom, said, I'm not asking questions anymore. I'm just doing my job.
Yep.
Right? Or something happened. You put yourself out. And it's natural, too. I mean, my daughter has it. She's this sweet and beautiful acrobatic dancer. But being in a talent show at her school, she's got all these nerves about and is not sure she wants to, you know, dance in front of people. It's like it's also built in. It's not only just something that was traumatic that happened. It's built into us. So at a certain point, we're sort of faced with this. If I want to grow, I got to do something risky. Yep. And the question is, am I going to do something risky that's negative, or am I going to do something risky that's positive and healthy? And a lot of times they both feel the same. You know, it's like fear is fear, man. So how did you overcome it? What did you say? Was it that you posted, that you just hit post and eventually you started to get some positive feedback? Was that you finally got fed up with yourself? Or, you know, you were like, hey, I've not followed through with things in the past, or what? I mean, it could have been an assortment of things. I'm just throwing things out there. What was it for you? If you could go back, how did you overcome the limiting beliefs and the fear?
I will say, I've heard this quote so many times and it's so true, but nothing changes in your life until you get so uncomfortable in your situation that you're forced to change because you're uncomfortable. I was uncomfortable. I was at the point where I was so frustrated financially and we were maxed out in every way, shape, and form. And I didn't see a light at the end of the tunnel. And then I kept praying for an answer and I kept getting the answer and then slamming the door. That's honestly full transparency. My answer, yeah. I was crippled with fear and I did not want to do this. And so it got to the point where it was like, Brooke, you want an answer, you want solution, you want freedom from this. Here's the answer. You are the reason that it's not happening. Mm-hmm. And I had to get to that point with me. And that was hard because it's hard to accept that, first of all, that you are the problem. And not that I was our financial problem, but I was the one holding me back from walking into that solution that I knew was in front of me. Mm-hmm. And so that was a big thing, was getting to that point with me where I was like, okay, slap you in the face. It's time to just do it. That was one. And then two, once I started, and I know there's a lot of people that are in their first or second week or maybe your first month and you're already feeling that burnout and you're already feeling like you want to quit. Here's the point, and this is the mindset I had to keep for my first, even now, is would you really quit if you knew that the next video you posted was going to make you that 10 grand or going to make you that, you know, those get you that 10,000 followers? What if it was the next one? But also, are you really going to take everything that you've done up until this point, the learning, the education, the stress, the fear, the overcoming, the trainings, the posting, all of it? Are you going to throw all of that away because it's not working in your time frame? This isn't in our own time frame. You know, this is a not when it will work or not if it will work. It's when it will work. But none of us know when it's going to take off. None of us know when the results are going to happen. If I would have quit on month two, I would have made $20 and never looked back at it again. And now here I am a year later and my life has completely transformed because I didn't let that stop me. But I tell you guys, I still fight that feeling, you know, even 6 months in when I was making good money, I was still fighting that feeling of, you know, imposter syndrome and fear. And do I really have what it takes to carry this long term? And can I continue growing? And even in this season, and I think it applies even at the beginning, I would get so down on myself and so worried about the things that would require me to learn more. So even now, if there's something new I'm wanting to do, it's like, well, I'm going to stay here where I'm comfortable making content, sending emails. I got my few things that I do every day, but that stuff over there, I know would probably build my business more, maybe make me more money, whatever, but it's scary. So I'm going to stay over here where I'm comfortable. Like that's not going to get me to where I want to be. And that's not going to get any of us to that point. And that's also how I was at the very beginning. I can stay comfortable and, you know, maybe post one video a day or stay small or whatever. No, I had to keep growing. I had to keep pushing myself. I had to keep expanding and not just taking more classes and learning more things. I did that for a long time too. And I ended up spending a month looking at my computer screen and never did anything about it. You have to put it into action. You have to actually take the steps, the actionable steps, and the growth and the confidence happens in the movement. It doesn't happen in thinking about it or in sitting there stressing about it or wondering what your life's going to look like in 6 months. It's sitting down on your computer and building that sales funnel and then building that email campaign and then building that or getting your domain name set up. And then you're like, okay, I just did all that. Now what's next? Okay, let's go make a video. It's one actionable step after another. And then you look back in 6 months and you're like, holy crap, I did it. Like, I did it. And it's not that scary, but that fear and that procrastination is hard. And so it's getting into that mindset with yourself that you're going to be willing to push yourself to that point because you know that the end result's going to be worth it. I knew that this would pay off for me. I didn't know when, I didn't know how, but I knew it would work. And I knew that if I stayed consistent, that it would happen. And if you're not in that mindset and you're at the point of like, oh, this might work, or who am I to think I can do this, or I'm not the right physique or the right age or the right anything or everything. There's so many people that relate to you, friend. And like, if you're 60 or 20 or 30 or 50, people relate to you. They do. Like, there's a whole demographic of people that want your story, and they're not going to relate to me because they're going to relate to you, you know? And so it's that mindset. It's hard to get to, and it's a daily work, and it's waking up every day and saying like, no, I am capable of this, and if that person can do it, I can do it too, you know.
Man, hello.
I get on tangents, Dave. I'm sorry.
I know, and they're wonderful. They're absolutely wonderful. There's a question or a comment from Daniel. Been following Brooke from Stitches. Her being real and relatable is her niche. That's an interesting perspective, you know. Just being real and relatable. I mean, there's a lot of people on social media who their niche kind of, if maybe it's more their theme than their niche. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to kind of get into semantics, but the real and relatable, taking people behind the scenes. I mean, if you want to create juicy content that people can't stop watching, being as real and relatable in your content as possible is a major key. It is a major key. And the proof behind that, where we really, society as a whole, really started to understand that was with reality TV. When reality TV broke onto the scenes and became a thing, with shows like, you know, Jersey Shore,
yeah.
Survivor,
yeah,
right, Housewives, all of the, now you've got them Too Hot to Handle, Blind, Love is Blind, The Bachelor, The Bachelorette. I mean, you've got them all. You've got the Kardashians. I mean, look at that. I mean, we've often, all of us in society have scratched our head going, what is Kim Kardashian famous for? Showing her life.
Yeah.
Showing her life. Doing things that many of you would not do. She originally, I believe, got famous from releasing a sex tape. The same thing that Paris Hilton got famous for, if I'm not mistaken, releasing a sex tape. Now, that may not be something that you're going to do, nor I recommend. Quite frankly, it's not as salacious as it once was. I mean, there's enough OnlyFans people out there at this point, men and women. I'm not being sexist here. So coming back to that real and relatability, when did you start getting really comfortable to, and how did that unfold over time for you to get more and more comfortable being more and more real in your videos?
I think that it stemmed from a couple things. You know, there's a lot of different kind of marketing out there. There's a lot of different styles of marketing out there. And when I first started, I will be totally honest, I was so new that I was just doing what everybody else was doing because I didn't know what to do. You know, I was coming into this with no knowledge and no experience. And so it was like, well, that person's successful, so let's try what she's doing and see what happens. And I quickly learned that I didn't feel very authentic in that. And I am a very real and raw human being in my real world. And I didn't like that I wasn't portraying that same version of me on my social media platforms. And so I switched to doing a lot more storytelling content and bringing in my story and really showcasing my journey. And I don't mean just what I've earned. I'm talking about the growth, the personal growth, the following that I would gain. The, you know, I got 10 more leads on my email. It's just showcasing my story was a big part of it and my journey and my growth journey there, obviously. But I also realized really early on that people don't want the Kardashian Love is Blind vibe. They want real. The real people want real. They want somebody that's going to show up as themselves, as a normal, relatable human being and be like, hey, I know you're struggling. I understand the feeling. Do you want to see this opportunity that has changed my life? Because it's incredible and you can do it too. Here's what you need, you know, and that sounds so small and simple compared to what I really do, but that's the model behind it. It's showing up as I am a small town mom. I am not somebody fancy. And I tell people in my mentorship all the time, if you try and create your page around some aesthetic that you don't have in your everyday life, if you're trying to be that sipping mocktails on the beach with your feet up and that's a week of your life, but that's not 365 days of it, you're not going to be able to sustain that. You need to make your content around your lifestyle. If you're out on a ranch or on a farm, film it. If you're sitting at home with your kids every day, film it. If you're out living that lifestyle and that's the vibe that you are and that's who you are, film it. But for me, it was being home and being with my kids and talking about the struggles that I was facing in not my marriage as far as marital issues, but the financial issues of watching him have that weight, you know, and carrying that weight and wanting more time freedom with my kids and showing up as that real raw version of me and explaining my why and explaining why I was doing this and then how it did solve that problem for me. I didn't start this to make millions of dollars. I started this because I was sick of watching my husband sacrifice all of his time and not being with me and my family anymore. That's my why. And so I talked about it and I shared about it. And then all the other wives and moms out there that feel the same way and relate to that, they flocked to me because they felt that same way. And I talked to a lot of people too that are in like their 50s and they're like, I'm not in the right age group to do this. Do you know how many 50-year-olds are terrified of retirement right now because inflation has scrapped their savings out from under them and they don't know what they're going to do? You know, there is such a demographic in every single age group and people get so wrapped up in this. I have to have this perfect content with the perfect educational piece and blah, blah, blah. And yes, we are educating. Yes, we are teaching about the industry. Yes, we are presenting this opportunity, but we're also showcasing who we are. We're building a brand around ourselves. You know, I'm wanting to carry this for the next 10, 20 years. I don't just want this to be something that I hop in and hop out of. And so to do that, I have to build a following of people who trust me and who relate to me and who believe in me and who take my recommendations and run with them because they know who I am. And the only reason to show who, or the only way to show who you really are is by showing you, by talking about it, by telling your story. You don't got to give all the nitty gritty nonsense of your life on social media. That's not what I'm saying, but just showcasing the real raw parts of you, all the fears and anxieties that I had on day one, I've talked about a million times on my social media platforms, because I know that every other person that's starting this has those same fears and anxieties and insecurities, and they have to overcome those things. And so I talk about it a lot, and I talk about my journey and all of those things. And I talk about that kind of stuff a lot more than I talk about remote jobs or side hustles. And I'm not bashing anybody that does that, but that's what's worked for me. And that's what I have grown my business around, is who I am and what my story has done. And it's changed so many other people's lives that I never expected that. I really started this with like, who am I to tell my story? You know, my story is not that great. Well, my story is my story, and I was created with a purpose, and that story has made me who I am, and that story has also influenced a lot of other people's lives. And so to anybody who is feeling that way about their story, just know that like it's going to make a difference for somebody. Somebody's going to be able to relate to you sitting in their living room scrolling on social media, and they see your video, and they're like, wow, I feel that. That's me. You know, she is me. I am she. Let's go check her out.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's beautiful. And don't be afraid to talk about your most vulnerable things. I mean, especially the things that you've overcome or are in are through the crisis. You mentioned, no, I'm not getting on social media talking about my problems in my marriage. Although that would probably be relatable to a lot of people. You know, if you're in crisis, if you've moved through those things and you have processed them and are emotionally grounded in those issues, then, you know, take a risk. See what the feedback is. You usually the thing that you're most scared to talk about is the thing that is the most salacious for people to listen to and intriguing for them to listen to. Hence, for example, my addiction story, right? I talked about being an addict very early on in my career. As a matter of fact, I was kind of struggling myself with standing out and sticking out. I was in the affiliate marketing, and particularly I was in the network marketing, showing network marketers how to generate leads online. Hadn't had any success in network marketing yet. Was just essentially beginning to have some success as an affiliate, selling some training. And, you know, I got into one time doing a live. It was on a webinar at that time, a go-to webinar. We didn't go live on Facebook back in my day. But, you know, I shared my story of addiction, of overcoming addiction. At that time, I was about a year sober. So it wasn't like I had tons of time, nor did I have tons of success. But the relatability of that story, of revealing that I'm not perfect, letting people, humanizing myself, you know, really letting people know that I don't think I'm a guru. I'm not trying to be your guru. I'm not trying to point my finger and be judgmental. We had a wonderful guest on yesterday that we talked about that. It's really about making people feel, being empathetic towards them, not making them feel judged. And so that was, and it still is a way that I share a part of me, a part of my life. And I share little pieces that I've learned through that journey that just happen to actually be valuable to everybody, right? And they're not business. They're not all business, but I tie them into business because that's my niche.
Yep.
And so more content and a lot more stories to help make my points. And that is one of the biggest content secrets I ever discovered is never make a point without telling a story. Never tell a story without making a point.
Yeah.
Well, what stories do I have? My life story? No, all the stories from my experience. You need to learn how to tell bite-sized short stories. It's not about always telling your story in like there's fragments, there's sections, there's snapshots of your story that you can use to help prove your point. Sort of like, and I know you're a Bible girl, sort of like Jesus and all of the parables and so forth in the Bible. I mean, the reason why that's been the book that it's been over the years is not because it's easy to read or, I mean, there's been tons of spiritual books and so forth. It's because, you know, it was shared and taught with people in a way that helps them to remember, helps them to understand the lessons through stories and parables. Jesus was wonderful at that as well. Probably the best storyteller of all time, the best parable sharer of all time. And if you think about it, they're simple parables. They're simple stories. So I also think that we can give ourselves a break and not think that we need to have these epic stories to tell. We're just trying to give somebody a little context that they can relate to. So we're not just throwing information at them. What comes up for you around the storytelling, the parable piece, and getting better at that?
Oh yeah. I think that it gets so overthought. It's so much simpler. And I've learned that too in my journey. I was talking about this yesterday on a call. I for so long thought that I needed to take somebody from point A of meeting me, learning about affiliate marketing, knowing what it was, to deciding to purchase all with one video. That was what I thought I needed to have that whole thing happen for them within one 30-second film. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And so what I do and how I have to, like how Jesus did, he simplified it. He simplified it. He was the best. You are right. He was the best. He's the best human being. But there is so much in simplicity that gets so missed. And that's in your normal B-roll footage and in your storytelling videos. But I don't tell my whole story in every single video. I pick one part of my story to focus on. So if this video is going to talk about wanting more time freedom with my kids, you know, I may start it off talking about just that specific topic. I don't talk about the brick and mortar business and my husband and the financial weight and all these other things that have happened in my life in that video. I talk about the fact that I want to be home with my kids. Where's all my mamas who are ready to be home with their kids and are sick of sacrificing 40 to 50 hours a week to do so? And then I tell a little bit of my story in there. That was how I was. I was sick of going to work and missing out on all these field trips and so on and so forth. And so I found a solution. And you have a full circle moment where you hook them in by a relatable part of your story. Then you tie it back to you with your part of the story. Then you provide the solution to the problem with a call to action at the end. And that circle can happen over and over and over and over again with little tiny bits of your story without you having to put all your juice on the internet. You know, you're just showing your relatability. But like you said, you always have a point to telling your story. You don't just want to hop on and be like, my husband, I want a brick and mortar business. Have a great day and move on. Right. It doesn't serve you any purpose. It doesn't serve your followers a purpose. There needs to be a reason for you telling that story and then follow it up with the solution that you have to the problem. And whatever niche you're in, that same theory applies because you hopefully are providing a solution to somebody's problem. That is the point of this.
Yeah. It's a beautiful thing to see somebody become a great storyteller, understand and master their message. And again, I want to reiterate this. I want to beat this dead horse to a pulp. The simpler, the better. The simpler, the better with everything. The simpler, the better with your copy. The simpler, the better with your design on your landing pages. Have you been kind of shocked at what converts and what doesn't in terms of realize? I mean, for me, it was a mind shift in coming from this world that I thought marketing was all about design and graphics to really actually understanding that sometimes the more ugly pages convert better. It doesn't have to be highly and overly designed and look pretty. It has to have a powerful message in it. And it's about the words, the words, the words, the words, the words, and the emphasis, energy, and emotion behind the words, not about the graphics, the colors, things looking pretty, things looking fluffy, things looking all those things. It's, again, it's about mastering message, mastering message, mastering message, and words landing with people. Was that a mind shift for you at all to really let all the, not only the perfection about my video content and things, but also about like my copy, my funnels? I think so many of us, if we're not looking at perfecting our videos, we're in there trying to perfect our funnel because the photo needs to be right in the center. If it's just, you know, I can remember hunched over my computer at the beginning, trying to just move an image, you know, a pixel to the left. And it's like, no, I'm ready to throw my computer out the window, and it doesn't even matter. Nobody cares.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that happens so much. I do it on my page. Like, I literally went through a phase where I think I edited my funnel like 15 times in a week because I was so worried about it being perfect. And it's like, Brooke, it does not matter. Like, it literally does not matter. And that's another thing I think that we get very much sucked into distraction sometimes. And it's like, well, I know I need to be doing that, but I think I need to master this funnel one more time. So I'm going to sit here and I'm going to work on this instead of doing what I know I need to be doing. I do that every day. I have to fight that. But I do think that we think that we need to come into this as beginners and be expert marketers, and you don't. You need to just show up messy and raw and real and just do it. You will get better at it as you go. You will get better at it. Your funnel will get perfect. Your videos will get better. But there's not like a best. It's you. It's what is your best? What can you bring to the table right now? And your best today is going to look a lot different than your best in 6 months, but at least it's your best. Show up with what you have. Show up with all the messy and all the nonsense, and then just stay learning and stay growing and stay evolving and stay a student. I'm still a student a year later. I'm still learning stuff every single day. I got to a point, I'll be honest, about 6 months in where I was like, I've got this figured out. I know how to do everything. no more hard work. I just sit back and, you know, collect or whatever. No, it does not work like that. You have to stay learning. You have to stay growing. You have to stay a student. And not to say that you need to make it crazy. It's still simple, guys. Like, it's still just one day at a time. Quit looking at a year down the road. Look at today. What do I need to accomplish today? Tomorrow's going to take care of itself. And if you get into that mindset and you just simplify it, and it's like, okay, today my goal is one video, getting maybe this picture uploaded or one email or whatever. Simplify it. Get those three things done. Congratulate yourself. I did it. I'm a marketer. I'm great. Next day, do the same thing and stay in that process. And you will be shocked at how much you grow. You will be shocked at how much you grow.
Yeah. Well said. What have you learned about yourself since, you know, recently, since the last time you were on Wake Up Legendary over the last 3 or 4 months?
Honestly, the last 3 or 4 months have been very crazy for me. A lot of transformation has happened internally. I think one, I have learned that I have a lot more purpose in me than I ever realized. And I need to step fully into that, you know, and I need to, even in certain aspects, I still let fear hold me back. And I need to not do that. But I also learned that I have a voice and I have a message to be shared. And as much as I like to tell myself that I don't know enough or that I'm not the same as other people who have been doing this longer, guys, I still compare myself to people all the time. I still fight that. You know, it's not going to go away. There's always going to be people above you and there's always going to be people coming in underneath you. That doesn't change just because you start doing this. And so you have to get to the point where you're proud of yourself. And that's what I've been really, really working on, is I'm proud of myself. I'm proud of myself for what I've done and for what I'm doing and the direction I'm going. And it's okay if the direction I'm going is not what other people are doing. And that is one of the biggest things in the last few months, is I know what I feel peace about, and I know what feels good to me in my business, and I know what feels fulfilling and what brings me joy and what brings me, you know, life in my business. And that might not look the same for everybody. And that's okay. That's okay.
Hold on. I need to get another.
Are you getting the stack of hats?
I don't have the stack. I need to bring the stack back.
You need the stack back.
I need to get another one. I need to bring the stack back so I can do the DDT.
I want to see you just.
I know. I need to bring the stack. Bring the stack back. Bring. Okay, Brooke, that was so beautifully well said and just so clear and powerful. It's been a pleasure to catch up with you, and I celebrate you so much, and I love and respect the journey that you're on, and you are just such a such an inspiration to listen to, so refreshing, so so pure, so good for this industry, and I am honored to continue to be a part of your journey. Keep up the great work, my friend. Great to catch up. Stay legendary. And I'll talk to you soon. Come back see me.
Thanks so much, Dave. Bye, everybody.
All right, Brooke, we'll talk to you later. All right, my friends, there it is. Happy Friday. That's your gift. You can find Brooke over at blessedaffiliatemama__ at the end. Okay, I want to point out, make sure you're following the right people and you're not following imposter accounts. This is one of the big problems we have out there on the internet right now. It's happening in all industries. People are posing as people that they are not. blessedaffiliatemama__ at the end. Brooke Burrow, what a beautiful and powerful message this morning. Thanks for all the wonderful comments for Brooke. Very supportive, very, as always, just the absolute best, most supportive, most awesome community. This is crazy. Such a good Wake Up Legendary today. Truly inspirational facts. I mean, no, wow, I was meant to be here today. Every word is resonating. Thank you, Brooke. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Legendary, for this space. What a great interview today. She's so honest, down to earth. I'm so happy to be in her mentorship group and look up to Brooke. She inspires me. Can I share some of the very important points, what she says to my audience? I mean, Jay, that's what we're all doing. We're all sharing what we learned. We're giving credit, of course. We're, you know, but yes, I mean, that's the whole point of all of this is we're taking things that we learned and we're sharing them with people. We're taking our own experience. Yes, please. That's the whole point of this. This is the knowledge business, the information business. We teach the core four ways to sell information online. That is what we teach here. And so, perfect. Great question. Where have you been my whole life? Brooke, thank you. Thank you so much, Brooke. Very inspiring. Excellent call. The comments are just going on and on. We love you all. Thank you so much for the support for us, for the show, for our guest, for Brooke this morning. It's Friday, my friends. We've made some amazing, important announcements and had some awesome updates and rollouts over the last week or two. As you all know, 5-day challenge recently released. You can check that out. It's our brand new Learn, Launch, Lead challenge. You can check out the various things that we have going on at legendarymarketer.com/enroll, E-N-R-O-L-L. Also, a side note, completely separate, just announcing this for our promoters, for our affiliates, those of you who do want to promote and represent our brand, we have opened back up our affiliate program. And it is available for you to go and apply, get started. Remember, there's a mandatory compliance training that you have to watch, read our terms that will be in there as well. Go represent, go market, you know, don't hold back, be passionate, share. We're all learning together. I know that we've been giving you all incredible, hopefully valuable, and very serious compliance training and information and knowledge, bringing on the best of the best attorneys and professionals that we can find to help to drill these points home, to help make them simple for you to understand. If you're an affiliate, you're going to see that that compliance webinar. It's a couple of hours long. It includes Q&A. It includes questions that you're going to probably have. It was done by our company attorney, Greg Christensen. And but look, it's we're still marketers, so go out there and market, go out there and share passionately. There's so many ways. It's just about being clear, being honest, giving full context, not being misleading, not being deceptive, not making things sound easier than they are, not making people feel like they're going to get the same results as somebody else. Not implying it either. It's just about being clear, educating people. We understand you're not going to be perfect. We're all learning together. We're going to reach out to you. We're going to help you. We're going to continue to try to educate you. But the beautiful thing is this compliance, this compliance training, these compliance principles, these laws, they apply also to everything that's done online. It's not just us. It's not just everybody. And you have to get out of the mindset that, well, such and such is doing it. Well, I mean, if such and such is jumping off a bridge, does that mean you jump off a bridge? Right. Not to bring back one of the oldest ones in the book that mom and dad used against you. You know, we've all heard it, but isn't it true? Doesn't it apply, right? So blaze your own path. What Brooke said there at the end of the call was one of the most clear, powerful. Talk about a girl stepping into her power. I mean, that is the whole secret of your success. If I was to say there's one secret to success that I've experienced, it is walking my own path, blazing my own trail. We were talking about Jesus earlier. Whether you're religious or not, the man walked his own path. I mean, come on. The man walked his own path. Think about it. So yeah, you have to blaze your own trail. You have to do what feels good and right to you. You have to do what's right even when nobody's looking. That's what integrity in business and in life is. So that's my rant. Hopefully it sticks. Hopefully it makes sense. And we look forward to continuing to partner with all of you who want to represent our brand out there in the marketplace and have the same values and vision. With that being said, my friends, enjoy our updated training. Enjoy the brand new challenge that we just launched. Enjoy our community. Get in, learn, launch, lead in your niche, in your business, and go out there and change some lives with the information that you have to share. We'll see you on Monday for another episode. Same time, same place. Get out of here. Have a great weekend. Peace.